Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell them. I just like to talk about them. I should start off by saying Entertainment Earth, we added a new shop to the site. It is on the left-hand column right now. It might be moved in the future, depending on when you're listening, because right now it's March 12, 2010. But on the left-hand side of the website, just below the search box, there's a little thing that says Video Game Collectibles. If you click on that, it has all of our themes for video game-related stuff. So if you want to see like Bayonetta, Final Fantasy, Super Mario, Metal Gear Solid, Metroid, all that stuff, that's where it is in one place. So you can see your Assassin's Creed and your Halo and your what have yous. So you're welcome. Anyway, let's get started. Final Fantasy 13 came out this week on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. So if that nerdy dude at work isn't coming into the office, this is why. Mega Man 9 has had an HD remake from some fans. Just search on the web for Mega Man 9 HD remake, and it takes the 8-bit game from a couple of years ago and redoes it as a very sharp, hand-drawn, two-dimensional work with new music, too. It's pretty neat. It looks kind of like it was drawn by a fan, but it's still pretty awesome, so check it out. Fable 3, the company that makes Fable 3, announced John Cleese was hired to voice the butler in the game due this fall. So you get a butler. And apparently they're claiming it's going to use Twitter in some way. I don't know how. Secret of Monkey Island 2 is getting a remake. It's coming to Xbox Live Arcade, PSN, PC, and the iPhone. Note that the Mac was not listed because everyone hates us. On the Wii, you can download Dracula, Undead Awakening, and Max and the Magic Marker. Or you could download the Super NES Classic, Final Fantasy II, for just $8, which is a heck of a deal for a heck of a great classic game. If you didn't play it back then, you might not care so much, but let me tell you, that was one of my favorite Super Nintendo games for years. I still think it's one of my favorite Super Nintendo games, so it's worth checking out. On DSi, you can download Four Travelers, Play Spanish, Dracula, Undead Awakening, again, Elemental Masters, and Flips, the Bubonic Builders. On the Xbox 360, you can grab Scrap Metal, which is like Twisted Metal, only much scrappier. At press time, apparently the PlayStation Network's downloadables this week were not fully announced. However, it was confirmed that Mega Man 10 will be making its debut on the PlayStation 3 this week, so you can download that. Also, the PlayStation 3 accessory known as the PlayStation Move was announced this week. It's a lot like the Wii Remote with a color-changing ping pong ball in the end, and it interacts with the PlayStation iToy camera, and that's how it identifies where you are. It gives you a unique color based on the background you're on, and it can track you that way. It has a wireless nunchuck-like accessory, and apparently it is easier to recharge because you don't have to use batteries. You can just plug it in like you do your PlayStation 3 controller. Games announced so far include Sports Champion, The Shoot, Slider, TV Superstars, Move Party, and Motion Fighter, the latter of which actually sounds kind of neat. PlayStation Portable, at this time, we do not have much news for you, unfortunately. We're sorry. We wish we did, but, you know, blame Sony for not announcing stuff in a more timely manner. Okay, that's pretty much it for news, but I should tell you about something new that we have for sale. We added a bunch of World of Warcraft Series 7 figures. I don't play the game, so I'm pronouncing these incorrectly. A Worgen Spy, a Human Paladin, Orc Rogue, and Garrosh, and a Troll Hunter, and all that can be yours. We added a bunch of Lost Planet items. Hardballer, Drio, another Drio, another Hardballer. Most interesting of all to me, though, Super Mario Collector's Edition Yahtzee. Comes with a big old question mark block instead of a cup you can dump your dice out of, which I thought is pretty neat. But anyway, that's it. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Order something at entertainmentearth.com today. Thank you for listening.